It did the job. April 7, 1979, Officer Michael Dunn was shot in the line of duty. Recuperation from gunshot wounds is a long, slow, and often painful process. There are occasions, however, when such an incident has a brighter than expected ending. Officer Michael P. Dunn of the Southern District was shot three times during what began as a traffic stop on April 7, 1979. When he stopped the van that night, he had little way of knowing how close to death he would come in the next moment or two. The van was occupied by three people, the driver and two young women who were being held against their will. The driver had kidnapped and raped them earlier in the evening. Of course, Officer Dunn was unaware of this when he stopped the vehicle. Just 12 days after his harrowing experience, Officer Dunn visited the newsletter office and talked about what had happened to him. The following excerpts from that interview offer a unique perspective on what was nearly a personal disaster. "I just finished backing a unit up on Reedbird Avenue and went down to Reedbird and Hanover to finish out my run sheet for the night. I finished and pulled onto Hanover Street to go into the station when I spotted a black van with no tail lights or tag light. I pulled him over in the 2700 block of South Hanover Street. I approached the van and requested his driver license and registration. He took them out of his wallet and I advised him that his tail lights were out. He said that he knew because the fuse blew that day. While I was talking to him, I heard a low scream coming from the back of the van. I didn't think too much of it. I figured that they were playing in the van. As I was looking at his registration, I heard this terrifying scream, and as soon as I heard that, I said to myself, 'Okay, just be calm and don't make any jerky moves.' I looked back toward him and there was a gun pointing at my head. I put my hands in the air because I knew I had no chance of going for my gun. He said, 'Let me have it.' It dawned on me that he wanted his license back because it had his picture on it. As soon as I gave it to him, he shot me almost dead center in the chest. I was no more than 3 or 4 feet away from him. The first shot threw me back and spun me around, then I got hit in the left arm and in the left leg. I remember the hit in the chest, and the next thing I knew, I was on the ground. If there was any pain in the chest, I really can't say, because my mind was on what to do, what to remember, and the things I was hearing from the opposite side of the van. When the other units got there, I was conscious. They asked me where I was shot. As soon as I said, 'I was hit in the chest,' one guy asked, 'Do you have your vest on?' And I said, 'Yes. I think it did the job, because I don't feel any pain, and no blood running down my chest. In the hospital, I helped them take the vest off because I was anxious to see if it did the job. When I saw just the bruise, and just some skin that was more or less cut, I'm yelling, 'It really works! It really works! It did the job!' The bullet that struck Officer Dunn in the chest passed through his necktie before striking his soft body armor. Lieutenant James L. Rainey was looking in the door. Officer Dunn told him to go back to roll call and tell the men, 'It works.' He went on to say, 'If I could have gotten up, I probably would have been jumping up and down for joy. A lot of men want to know, does it really work? It's so flimsy and all, I found out the hard way,' said Dunn. 'It works. If it wasn't for the vest, I wouldn't be sitting here. It definitely saved my life. The vest definitely works. I'll still complain about it being hot, but I'm going to wear it.'" After Officer Dunn was shot, he was able to broadcast a description of his assailant. A short time later, Southern District Officer Samuel Rich saw the van fleeing the area and placed his patrol vehicle in a position so as to block the roadway. The suspect's vehicle rammed the police unit and spun into a privately owned vehicle. The suspect was captured and was later charged with multiple assaults, intent to murder, rape, kidnapping, and handgun violations. Officer Dunn is recovered from his injuries and returned to duty.